This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of the disciples' prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, we now come to the request, "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." This request is amplified in verses 14 and 15. "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." It would be incongruous to expect God to forgive you your sins if you harbor an unforgiving spirit towards someone else. This is not conditional in the sense that God won't forgive. If we have an unforgiving spirit, we render ourselves unable to receive God's forgiveness. An unforgiving spirit short-circuits God's readiness to forgive us. This reminds me of what Jesus said about forgiveness in Matthew 18. Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times." To clarify what he meant, Jesus tells the parable of the unmerciful servant. Remember, a king was settling his accounts with his servants. Since one of his servants was unable to pay his debt, the king ordered he and his household be sold to cover the debt. When he pled for mercy, the king granted it. Once freed, the servant went out and ran into another servant who owed him a small debt in comparison. When he asked for it, his servant pled for mercy. He refused his plea. That response short-circuited all that was happening and led to the first servant's forgiveness being revoked. How sad, how tragic, yet how often true.